that's right. We're here. I'm at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon in my studio, my gorgeous studio right here. And I have Prudence Taylor, Executive Director of the Greenwood Library. And I tell you what, there's a lot of exciting things to be talking about. Now that school is back in session, things seem to get back to normal and schedules seem to reappear. How you doing today, Prudence?
I'm just fine, Anne. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to finding out what's going on at the library. We've got this, I believe. We're going to be talking about that. That's the big Greenwood Reads this year. And, of course, it's the time of the year where we also start talking about training sessions for library volunteers of the adult ESL, English as a Second Language, at the Greenwood County Library. So let's jump right in and just start talking about, literacy, English as a second language. There's a lot of challenges today to get everybody on the same page, isn't there?
Absolutely, and that's part of the library's new strategic plan, is to have everyone literate in English. And we have our adult literacy and ESL program at the library. We have classes for students who are learning English as a second language, but we also try to offer tutoring one-on-one because some people learn better that way. And that's certainly true for our literacy, our adult literacy students as well. But we have two sessions scheduled for that at the library. It's a two-day training period. Both are on Saturday. One is Saturday, September 14th from 12 to 4 p.m., and then the other one is Saturday, September 21st from 12 to 4 p.m. The 8 hours of training is given by Judy Davis, and she is very experienced at teaching tutors ESL teaching techniques.
Now, do you have to know a foreign language to be able to teach English?
Absolutely not.
That's an interesting way to say it, Anne.
No, you don't have to know the foreign language. And it's probably better that you don't. It takes being patient, it takes being kind, it takes being compassionate, it takes being flexible and committed. That's what it takes to be a tutor. And the library can provide the training and the materials.
Now, what about you're saying about being flexible and everything? What do you mean by that?
Well, you'll be working with an individual student, and Lois Strauss is our coordinator for the literacy program, and she will work with the two of you, the tutor and the student, to set up a time to come and work at the library, because all tutoring sessions take place at the library. We have tutor rooms, but we also have a couple of offices where tutors and students can work together. And then we have a couple of classes for students who are learning English as a second language.
Now, are these basically adults or children or both?
They're adults.
Adults.
This is very specifically targeting adults. We do work with the adult program, the GED program at School District 50, but we also work with established programs at South Main Baptist Church and at La Puerta. De Esperanza, which is run by the Church of the Nazarene. Lois is a wonderful collaborator, wonderful at cooperating with these other programs. And the good thing is that it gives the students an opportunity to practice reading and speaking English more than they would have if they were involved in just one program.
So how long do the tutors actually work with the students if I'm assigned to a student? And I guess this is one-on-one?
Yes.
Okay. And if I sign up to work with a student, how long a program is this, sir?
It depends on you, on the tutor and the student. For example, if the student is, or if the tutor is going to be out of town, certainly work around that You know, you're not locked into something. This
every
is
Tuesday at 5 o'clock is not. If it can't work that week, that's okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you another something. Now, every once in a while, of course, we have personalities not get along. What if I sign up to work with a student and it's just not working out, or I, as the tutor, let's say, just don't feel that I'm connecting, that it's just not a good partnership here? Can that be changed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that has happened. You know, it would be wonderful if everyone got along all the time. And that probably didn't come out quite right.
Right.
But there are times when personalities just don't click. And when that happens, we will find the student another tutor, and we will find the tutor another student to work with.
Now, are there any costs involved if I would like to become a tutor? Any cost to me?
No, if you are working with a library's program, it is free. Now, if you are working with another program, or if it's just something that you're curious about, if there is space available, you may take these training classes, you may participate, and it's $20 for the materials. But if you are going to work with a library's program, it's completely free.
Right.
We've gotten grants from the Greenwood County Community Foundation, from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation, from the Library Services and Technology Act to support this program. So it's almost completely supported by grants.
You know, that's one thing. We really have to say something about Dollar General. I mean, all these others are good, too. But Dollar General, didn't they come on with the Mango program?
They did. They really did. And we have Mango available through our website. And it's a language program. And it serves more people than ESL students. If you're planning a trip, for example, I'm going to Kenya.
So have you been learning African?
I've been learning Swahili.
Swahili, okay. How's that going?
Well, not real well.
Say something, Forrest Prudence. Don't you love it when somebody goes, say something, Ann. Yeah. Say something, Prudence.
I can't. I can't even remember how to say hello right now.
But can you understand it now, even if you can't really speak it yourself? Or do you feel you can when you've got the headsets on and you're listening or whatever?
Well, I can listen to it on my iPad. Mm-hmm. I have it downloaded to my iPad. And I listen to that and I repeat it back. And it's fun. And I'm not planning on
going out in the bush and communicating here?
Well, I learned my lesson last year in France. I practiced asking.
French.
I practiced French really hard, a couple of phrases. I had those down really well, and I sounded just like the Mango tutor. And I didn't count on the answer coming back at me in French. And I just stood there and stared at this waiter and finally said, I don't speak French.
I just had learned a couple of phrases and wanted to try them out.
I had learned to ask the question. I just couldn't understand the answer. And I felt like such an idiot. But anyway, it's fun. It is fun. It has been fun listening to the Swahili, which is the language or the primary language they use in Kenya. Of course, they speak English there, too, and I'm counting on that. But,
well, it's really neat. We need to tell people you're going with the Piedmont Tech out of there, and it's for roughly 2 weeks. Is that right? Or?
Yes. Uh-huh. There are 24 people. There were 24 spaces on the tour, so I'm just really glad to have the opportunity to go. I think this is a wonderful thing that both Piedmont Tech and Landry University offers tours, too, and they're... For example, I'm not afraid to go to London by myself. I'm not afraid to go to Paris by myself. But I would be afraid to go to
Kenya
alone.
Exactly. So I think that's terrific. And, you know, when you come back after your trip, we may have to find out how you did over there and if you spoke any Swahili. I think that would be fascinating. I've wanted to do it. I just haven't had the time. But I have wanted to look at some of the languages that are on the Mango. I mean, mm-hmm. If you can learn Swahili, I mean, what language can you not learn? I can't imagine.
They have languages I never even heard of. But what they also have, and this is the reason we got it, they have English as a second language taught by native speakers. So if you are learning English as a second language and your background is Spanish, let's say you're from Mexico, mm-hmm. You have a native speaker who is teaching you English.
So you're getting the intonation and everything of somebody that is from that country.
Absolutely. We have it for Spanish. We have it for Japanese. And Hispanic speakers, Spanish speakers, that's our largest group. And
sure.
then Japanese. And then we have an Italian lady. We have people who are learning English as a second language. They're from France.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's worked out really well. But there are two levels that Mango offers. One is basic, and that's like those are phrases like hello, how
the
are
one you,
you?
Can't say
what is
Swahili?
Your name?
Yes. Okay.
And then the complete actually teaches you more about the culture, and teaches you more about. You have more vocabulary, and the sentence structure is a little more complicated, a little more formal. But it's a very good program, and it's free. All it takes is your library card and internet access.
I'm telling you, I just think that is phenomenal. And, of course, that was through a grant that you got from Dollar General.
The Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
Sure.
They were very, very generous. They work with the American Library Association to provide these grants.
And you were one of not many libraries actually got this, right?
35. In the country, nationwide.
And you were able, and Greenwood Library got one of them. I think that is awesome.
Well, it shows that we have... a good cause. We have a very good cause. And the other thing is we were able to work with Mango so that we will be able to continue offering the program when the grant ends in December.
That is so terrific. Hey, I tell you what, I'm here with Prudence Taylor, with the executive director of the Greenwood Library. I will now not say anything in Swahili, but I will tell you, we'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller here with Prudence Taylor, Executive Director of the Library. We've just been talking about the Mango program over there. If you're not familiar with it, want to learn a language, are visiting a country, maybe would like to know some phrases, hey, it's a great way to get your toes wet or go all the way with learning the language. Right, Prudence?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, if Swahili is there, you know they've got to have the majority of the languages in this world right there on the Mango program.
I forget the number of languages they have. I think it's like 43.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly they have all of the Western European languages, but they also have Tagalog, and don't ask me where they speak that because
okay.
I can't remember. But they have Biblical Greek. If you want to read the Bible in
right.
Greek, that's a good place to start learning.
See, you never know what you're going to find at the Greenwood Library.
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, that's exciting. So we've talked a little bit about Mango. We've talked a little bit about the library volunteers are needed for the adult ESL program. Two training sessions. You must be able to attend both of them, Saturday, September 14th and Saturday, September 21st from 12 to 4. And then you will be, I guess you could say, certified to be able
certified
to teach. And you'll be able to do that right there at the library. You know, I think one concern a lot of people have is where would we meet? But you're going to meet right there at the library.
Yes, and there are no exceptions to that.
No exceptions. So that'll make it good and safe. Now, if somebody is listening here today and they are interested, what do they need to do?
Well, the first thing they would need to do is contact Dana Ellis, who's our volunteer coordinator at the library, and her telephone number is 941-4654. They would contact her and tell her they would like to volunteer, and then if they have questions about the ESL program or the classes, the person they would contact would be Lois Strauss. And her number is 941-3044. But you know what? You don't really have to remember those phone numbers. Just call the library at 941-4650.
Well, there you go. 941-4650. Call the library. Ask for either Lois Strauss or Dana Ellis.
That's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got so many good things going on over there, you know, but the Friends of the Library, you really need to give a little kudos to them, don't you?
I very much appreciate everything that the Friends do. The Friends are getting ready for their book sale in October. And the money that is raised from the book sale goes to support our programs, our children's programs especially, and our teen programs. They're the ones, if it weren't for the Friends, we wouldn't be able to offer the storytellers, the puppeteers. We wouldn't be able to have the people from the South Carolina Aquarium come with some of their creatures.
That's good. But they do. They add so much extra flavor to the library.
They enhance it. They make learning fun. And that's something we want our children to learn, is that learning is fun.
So by having the book sale, let's talk a little bit about that since we're on that subject.
Yes. That's the first week in October, and we are... It will be during the library's regular hours on...
At the library. Yeah.
In the auditorium.
Right.
And there are very good prices on books. I was looking through the collection the other day just to get an idea of what they had to sell. And they have a lot of brand new books that have been read maybe once, but you can't tell that they're not brand new. So this would be a great way to shop for Christmas.
Yeah.
For birthdays. You could go in and buy a $25 book, a $27 book for $2 or $3, and of course read it yourself first.
Exactly.
Which is what I always do, and then give it as a gift.
Now, I need to ask you, Prudence, you haven't gone through and already scoffed some of the good ones out, have you?
No, I haven't. I really haven't.
Okay, I'm looking at you hard right now. I
know. I promise you, I have not.
Okay. It'd be tempting, though, wouldn't it?
Well, it is, but the thing about it is it goes for such a great cause, which is to support programs for our children and our teens, and they are so important to, well, to the library and... But also to our future. I'm not going to get on a soapbox
or anything like that.
I know you're relieved. Yeah. But I really think that this adds so much to the programs for them. And it helps them to realize that the library is a cool place to be. It's a great place to be. And we have our friends to thank for that.
Absolutely. Now, that'll be going on the first week in October.
Yes.
And it starts out, and they started a $2, $3. I mean, they're all different prices. I mean, and you will be amazed if you put this on your calendar, mark it down. I'll be talking about it. But you will be amazed at the selection and the variety. And if somebody has some books to donate, can't you still take books?
Absolutely. We are still taking books. Actually, we will be taking books throughout the book sale.
So
we are always taking books.
You're always stocking back up. So if you've got books, why not donate them to the library and let them put them in their book sale? But they also always have the Friends of the Library books.
The bookstore, Books to Go bookstore, we have that. And what happens when people donate books to the library is that we go through them first to see if we can use them in the library's collection, either here or at 96 or at Ware Shoals, or if they're children's books, if we can use them on our bookmobile. And if we have enough copies of a particular title, or if it's something that we can't use, if it's in a format, for example, if it's in a wire-bound format that we can't use, then we'll put it in our book sale, and we'll get use from it that way.
So these are the things that they have at the library. You're going to have great selection. The earlier you go, the better the selection. But I tell you what, at the end, they start shopping bag fulls of books go out of there at very cheap prices. I'm just going to use the word cheap.
Yeah. Well, I think it's $5 a bag.
Yeah. So and whatever you can put in that bag.
That's right. And you would be amazed. We will help you pack a bag.
You'll show them how to pack a bag? Well, there you go.
We will do it for you if you are having trouble. We will help you because we want everyone to get a good deal and we want everyone to read.
Sure. So this is that's a really good thing coming up. Also coming up that we're going to be talking about when we come back after the news is Greenwood Reads this year is This I Believe. And this was, of course, a New York Times bestseller. And it's got a lot of little, what shall we call them, short stories? They're really
essays.
Essays. And we're going to talk some about that when we come back. You're going to want to know about that. We also have some of the programs coming up at the adult programs at the Greenwood County Library. So why don't you stay right with us. If you've got a question for Prudence, don't hesitate to call us. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, here with our world traveler who's getting ready to speak Swahili and go to Kenya. Courtesy of the Greenwood Library as far as learning Swahili through the Mango program. Is that right?
Well, that's right.
Sort of.
I was hoping I'd get her to say something in Swahili.
I told you I can't remember anything.
It's going to be bad when you take the iPad with you and somebody asks you a question. You go, hold on a second.
That's exactly right. Stand there and go, wait.
All right. Well, other things going on at the library. This year's big read is This, I Believe, and it's based on Edward R. Murrow's popular radio series that began back in 1951. But a lot of these programs, it was revived in 2005, correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so what made you decide to do This, I Believe?
We talked about the books that we've done in the past. This is our fifth annual Greenwood Reads. And in the past, we did To Kill a Mockingbird, which was a very popular one.
That was one you really liked.
That's right. Well, I wrote the grant, so I should get to pick the book.
Okay. I'm just going through this because I remember this. Okay, go ahead.
The Call of the Wild, which some people didn't enjoy because it was so brutal. And there was a part where one of the dogs, Curly, is killed in a fight, and some people were not able to read past that. Then we did The Boy Who Dared by Susan Campbell Bartoletti, and that was very good. And that talked about treatment of people during World War II, the Holocaust, treatment of the Jews.
Had a lot of historical background to
it. That was based on a true story, yes. And that was very good. And then we did The Wizard of Earthsea, which most people absolutely hated. So I thought this year it would be good if we got something that was not hard to read.
That everybody could like at least some part of it.
That's right.
I like this, Prudence, yes.
And something that encouraged people to write, to sit down and write about what they believe. And so that's how I came, several of us came up with This, I Believe. And this was a book that we thought would go over well in the schools and also would appeal to adults. And that was a problem that we had with The Wizard of Earthsea, was too many people felt that it was for children and they didn't like it. And then, of course, students didn't like it either.
Well, this book has so many, and you know, the thing about it is, it's essays, so they're not long. So you can sit down and read one, read two, and then come back and read another two or three, and really think about what you've read.
Well, the challenge for this was when Edward R. Murrow started this in 1951, he told people they had to be able to state their belief in 5 minutes or less to be on his radio show.
Sure.
And that's a real challenge. To have your essay in the book or to have it on the This, I Believe website, you have to be able to write your belief within 350 to 500 words. Now, that may sound like a lot, but I can tell you it is not.
Absolutely.
It is not.
And, you know, some of the, there's so many interesting ones. I just wanted to go through a few. Be cool to the pizza dude.
That's right. If you're not cool to the pizza delivery dude, it will affect your karma.
That's right. It'll affect your pizza for sure. All those things that you see on TV could happen to your pizza.
That's right.
All right. And then, let's see, what else did we have? Remembering All the Boys.
That's by Elvia Batista, and she is a caregiver. She's not famous or anything like that. She grew up in the gang culture in L.A., and her brother was killed in a gang in a drive-by shooting. And she believes that everyone should have flowers on his or her grave. And so whenever she goes, and she goes every week, whenever right. she visits her brother's grave and takes flowers to his grave, she also puts flowers on the graves of the boys around him.
Wow.
And these boys are not necessarily in the same gang that he is. I mean, some of them were in the gang where that shot him, that killed
right.
him. But it's just an amazing essay. And you can go to the This I Believe website. And they have some of these recorded, and Elvia's is one that she recorded, and it's just beautifully, beautifully done.
Sure. I think that is marvelous. There's another one called There Is No Such Thing as Too Much Barbecue.
Absolutely.
We should have had that one being read during the Festival of Discovery.
Oh, there's always next year.
Absolutely, there is. And I kind of like this one, too. Jazz is the sound of God laughing.
Yes.
I mean, I just love that. Colleen Shaddux did that one. So there is something in here for everyone.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think the neat thing is about it is you are actually, aren't we going to have to write our own What I Believe?
If people want to. We do have a group, the Greenwood Writers Group is working with us on this, and they will be writing some of their, the ones who want to participate
sure,
will be writing
sure.
theirs, and you have been kind enough to allow them to read some
Absolutely.
Of theirs on the air. And once again, it will be short. I mean, they have to keep it down to 5 minutes, 350 to 500 words, but I think it'll be a wonderful opportunity for some of our budding writers to put, and or anyone who wants to state concisely what they believe. And you have to do it in a positive way.
Sure, absolutely.
And that can be challenging, too, because it's a lot of times I was reading about this in places where they've done this, communities where they've done this as a Greenwood Reads or One Book, One Community, whatever. And people can very easily write what they don't believe.
It's easy to say that, isn't it?
Yes. But it's harder to write in a positive way what you do believe.
You are absolutely right.
And there's
right.
some wonderful essays in there by people like Colin Powell, Ben Carson, the doctor who wrote Gifted Hands, Helen Keller, Eleanor Roosevelt. And I know that some people don't even know who I'm talking about. But then you also have people like Penn Jillette, Bill Gates. Well, I can't think
there's,
who
but
else.
There's,
but they're contemporary. They're historical figures as well as contemporary figures, too.
So there is something for everyone. And like we said, and you know, what a great way to spend maybe after dinner, 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, talking about one of the essays with your kids.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that is what Greenwood Reads is all about. It's about the family and children and everybody being involved. And this is such a, I think it's a terrific choice for this year to give everybody the opportunity because we're all talking about what we believe or don't believe in mm-hmm. in so many different parts, whether it's politics, religion, whatever you're talking about, everybody has an opinion. So therefore, they do believe in something.
Absolutely. And this is something, when we started Greenwood Reads, it was to promote literacy.
Sure.
It was to promote literacy, but it was also to build community. And one of the best ways we can do that is by discussing something we all have in common. And by reading the same book, that gives us something in common. And with a book like this, you may not agree with every idea. I would be shocked. Shocked. If everyone believed, I know I sound like, but anyway, no one is going to agree with everything that is in that book.
You're absolutely
but hopefully
right.
you can sit down, you can talk about it, and hopefully you will respect the other person's opinion.
Well, you probably would agree to be cool to the pizza dude, and you probably would be with there's no such thing as too much barbecue. But beyond that, there's a lot of choices here.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Yeah, and we hope to get Lander involved with helping us with this project, too. But it is going to be fascinating. You're going to have some book discussions coming up in October.
Yes.
So those will be at the Greenwood Library at First Baptist Church, the 96th branch of the library, and Ware Shoals Community Library. Now, that's going to be going on basically during the month of October, so it's coming up.
That's right, and we'll start giving the books out this week at the Greenwood County Library. We have them available in a variety of formats. We have print, we have audiobooks, and then we have downloadable audio. It is not available as an ebook, or we would have that. But we will also have a set available as a book club kit if a book club wants to borrow them. And then as long as we have supplies, as long as supplies last, we will have free copies of the print book for people to come by and pick up. And that will probably go out on Wednesday of this week,
so it's coming up. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and talk about some of the other things going on at the library. Hey, I bet you didn't know there was this much going on at the library. Well, there is, and that's why you tune in to WCRS, Meet Me at the Diner, an award-winning show. We'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, 4:49 in the afternoon. And gosh, what a beautiful weather we have had recently, Prudence. Can you believe? I mean, finally, no 100-plus weather, but I'll take this type of weather any day.
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been so different.
Exactly. I feel like we're in heaven here, so it's a very good thing. But we've been talking about this, I believe. They're going to have book discussions. You'll be able to get the book, you said, starting this week.
Yes.
At the library.
Yes.
And will it be just at the Greenwood Library or at 96 or any of the other libraries?
It'll be just at the Greenwood Library.
Just at Greenwood. Okay, so you need to come over there and get your copy of it. And I think it would be a terrific thing to use for family discussions.
Well, it is, but also it's great for class discussion. A lot of colleges, and I didn't realize this, but a lot of schools, a lot of high schools use this book with their older students.
Wow. So that's it's a good thing. And if you want to write an essay about this is what I believe, that would be a good thing too.
We have a program in the book, in the back of the book. It gives you extreme directions on how to do it. And with a program that we have that has our book discussion schedule, I just kind of cut through all of it.
And made it short and sweet?
That's right.
Good.
So you
I
can
like
pick
it.
Up a program when you pick up the book.
Okay, so there you go. You'll be able to write your own, this I believe, and I think that's a good thing. Other things going on at the library, you are going to be having adult programs, and the next one coming up is a history of Christianity, the first 3,000 years. Short little history, isn't it?
Well, this one we're really interested in because this one was we were doing with our neighbors. Nicholas Beasley, who's the rector at the Episcopal Church of the Resurrection next door to the library. And he came to me at the end of July or the 1st of August and asked about doing this program based on a book by Professor McCullough. I cannot pronounce his first name. I can spell it. I can't pronounce it. It's Welsh.
Okay.
And he's the professor of church history at Oxford University. And he's written this book. The BBC did a documentary series based on the book, and I've watched the first two, and they're very interesting, and he takes a difficult subject and breaks it down so that the layman can understand it. But it's a fascinating history of Christianity, and Nicholas is going to be leading the discussion about that, and that starts
Monday, September 16th at 6 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay, that's the first one, and then what is it, every Monday for, looks like, might skip a Monday, but it looks like the 16th, the 23rd, the 30th of September, and then picks up the 14th in October, the 21st and 28th.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And the last one is God in the Dock.
That's right.
There you go. So it starts out with the First Christianity and goes through time. Those are all at 6 p.m. Now, how long are those roughly, Prudence?
They last about an hour.
About an hour.
And then there's time for discussion afterwards. So I think it's going to be an excellent program, and it will be a good balance. This summer, the library got a grant, and our focus was Muslim Journeys, which was a collection of materials and focused on Islamic art and culture. And this is and of course the religion, and this is a history of Christianity. So I think this will be a nice balance for us.
Absolutely. So if you would like to go, you have to pay anything to do this?
No, it's free.
Free. It's always free at the library.
It's always free at the library.
I tell you what, I am so impressed with what you guys do. And, you know, having been in there just a couple of weeks ago, I don't get to go very often. It still looks as beautiful as the day it opened.
Thank you.
Yeah, well,
you were so kind to say that.
Well, it's true. It was beautiful and open and organized, and it just looks so nice. So,
well, I think people in Greenwood are really enjoying using it. I know that when we first opened, our use tripled, and I thought, well, it'll go down as people get used to the building, but it has remained very high. I was looking at our statistics the other day. I'm getting ready to have to write our annual report for the state library, and more than 65% of Greenwood citizens have and use a library card.
Wow.
I know. Well, I looked at some of the other libraries of similar size, and maybe a third of their population uses it, maybe 30%. But we have over 40. Greenwood has a population of over 69,000. Over 45,000 people have and use a Greenwood County Library card.
Wow. Now, if somebody is, this is an interesting question that's come up before. If somebody works in Greenwood but does not live in Greenwood,
they're entitled to a library card. Also, we have reciprocal borrowing agreements with people who live in Lawrence County and in McCormick County. And if you've got a library card, you have 24/7 access to the library, not because the library building is open, but because if you have a computer, if you have internet access, you can download ebooks, audiobooks, magazines, music,
news,
and as of last week, movies.
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 Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I tell you what, it just keeps getting better and better. And all the news, don't you have newspapers too you can go to?
Absolutely. Through? Yes.
So
yes.
There is no reason not to be up on what's going on or find out what you want to know, and it is free.
It's all free. All it takes is a library card.
And it's very painless to get a library card.
Yes. Most of our staff, if I'm there, it may take a few minutes because I don't type as fast as most of our other staff, but I can have you a card within 3 minutes, but nearly everyone else can do it in under two.
That's pretty impressive, Prudence. That's pretty impressive.
It is.
So, part of the big reason, and I think wasn't one of the thoughts that you thought that if everybody could get it on the internet, they might not come to the library, but you're not finding that to be true, are you?
No, most people still enjoy reading books in print. Most people still enjoy coming to the library for programs. We have such a great variety, and I almost forgot to say this, but September is Library Card Sign-Up Month.
Okay.
So if you know someone who does not have a library card, drag them down to the library, to a program, to a story time, a puppet show, a book discussion, a craft time in our teen center, a movie time in our teen center, and get them a library card.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking about movies, Monday Night Films start back up again. That's starting up in November. That's right. And starting with The Age of Innocence. Oh my God, if we could only be innocent again.
That one's interesting. It's based on the novel by Edith Wharton, and the movie came out several years ago, and Daniel Day-Lewis, who's my favorite actor because he's so good looking. It has nothing to do with his acting. It's just he's so good looking.
Just for the record, in case you didn't know, if you question why something's there, it's because Prudence likes it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, actually, no, somebody else requested it.
Okay.
One of the ladies who comes regularly to our movies, and it's not just ladies who come. I mean, we have people of all different ages and everything, but she said, I've always wanted to see The Age of Innocence. And I said, well, we have it. And she said, but I'd like to see it on a big screen. And I thought, well, I can fix that.
Right.
So we'll be starting with that one. And I think it really is a very good production. It stars Winona Ryder and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Looks like I can't beat that. That starts at 6 o'clock on November 11th.
Right.
Which, let's say November 11th. And then what do you got? Midnight in Paris on November 18th, directed by Woody Allen.
Yes, that's a little bit different.
Yes.
And it's about a young
man. Kathy Bates, yes.
Well, she plays Gertrude Stein.
Okay.
But it's maybe not Gertrude Stein. I can't remember. I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've seen it. But it's a really good movie, and it's based on a short story that Woody Allen wrote several and published several years ago about a young man who suddenly realizes that characters are coming back from the past. Anyway, it's a very good movie.
And the last one, it looks like, for November, Monday, November 25th. This one I don't exactly understand. Salmon Fishing in the Yemen.
Yes.
Yes, 2011.
Yes. It's based on a book by Paul Tordai. It's very, very funny.
Funny?
And it
okay.
stars Emily Blunt and Ewan McGregor.
Okay. All right. Well, those are some great shows. Remember, this, I believe, you can get your book starting this Wednesday right there at the Greenwood Library. They've got their adult programs. The History of Christianity starts next Monday. They also have their literacy program. They're looking for volunteers. What's the number to call if somebody's interested in helping out?
941-4650.
Absolutely. And let's see, don't forget all the online things that are happening with the library. Now you can even get movies. So this is terrific. You can learn a foreign language. Heck, you never have to leave home if you can avoid it. And keep the library right close to you.
That's right. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The other thing, and I know we're almost out of time, but we do offer computer classes, and those are free, but we keep the class size small so that everyone has a chance for,
it's just easier. Attention.
For individual attention, yes, thank you. That wouldn't come out. But that is on our website. Also, you can call to get the schedule, and the schedule was published in the Index Journal.
Absolutely. So, and we'll be talking about it. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Prudence, thanks so much for coming out, and I certainly hope you have a great trip speaking Swahili in Kenya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.